Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we observe the dangers in the life of ancient wayfarers as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinay 329, penned by Madurai Marudang Kilar Maganar Soguttanar. Set in the drylands of Palay, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, allaying anxiety in a friend about the man who has parted away. வரையா நயவினர் நிறையம் பேனார் கொன்று ஆற்று துறந்த மாக்களின் ஆடு பினன் இடுமுடை மருங்கில் தொடுமிடம் பெறா அது புனிற்று நிறை கதித்த பொரிய முதுபாறு இறகு புடைத்து இற்ற பறைப்புன் தூவி செங்கனைச் செறித்த வன்கண் ஆடவர் ஆடுகொள் நெஞ்சமோடு அதர் பார்த்து அல்கும் அத்தம் இறந்தனர் ஆயினும் நத்துறந்து அல்கலர் வாளி தோழி உதுகான் இரு விசும்பு அதிர மின்னி கருவி மாமளை கடல் முகந்தனவே. ஓப்பனிங் வித் வரையா நயவினர் மீனிங் ஒன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் endless love, the verse begins sketching the good heart of a person. In contrast to this goodness appears adubinan or abandoned corpses filling one with dread. The phrase Poriya Mudubaru refers to a spotted old vulture and Puntuvi to its soft feather. Senganai Cheritha Vankan Adavar is a phrase portrait of the highway robbers who inhabit drylands and means fierce-eyed men who hold red arrows. In the same spirit as the opening phrase appears, Natturandu Algalar, meaning he is not one who can live without you. The verse ends with Kadal Muhandanave, meaning sipped from the seas, and no doubt talks about the clouds gathering in the skies with a promise of rain. The man and lady had been leading a love relationship when the man felt compelled to go in search of wealth for their wedding. As days roll by, the lady starts worrying about the dangers in the man's path and his safe return. To her worried friend, the confidant says, "He who has limitless love will never seek the path of wrongdoing. An old vulture that has recently given birth, the one which has a back filled with spotted feathers, perceiving that there is not a spot to peck on the corpses of murdered wayfarers, wafting with a thick stench flies away, fluttering its wings." Just then, a soft feather falls down and is gathered by those fierce-eyed men who wield red arrows. These men with the heart desirous of victory wait near the long paths. Although your man went on minding not such a dangerous path, he is not someone who can live forgetting you. May you live long, my friend. Behold, lighting up the dark skies, huge clouds journey on, having drunk from the seas. With these words, the confidant extols the virtues of the man and assures the lady that the time of his return is near. Now let's explore the details. The confidant opens crisply with a character sketch of the man who has parted away. She says that the man has boundless love for his beloved and adds that he is one who always shuns the path of wrongdoing. After saying this, the confidant transports the listener to the drylands. There, a corpse is lying about, sending out a thick stench in the wind. How did the corpse come to be there? A vulture overhead has no questions of this sort and, pulled by the scent, comes there for a feed. The confidant further points to us that this bird is a mature one and that it has recently given birth. However, not finding a single spot on this corpse to peck, it flies away disappointed. And just then one of its soft feathers fall to the ground. Ready to pick it up is a highway robber with raging eyes, holding a blood-stained arrow in his hands. Now it becomes clear it's these men who have murdered a wayfarer and abandoned the corpse in the hot sands of the drylands. Perhaps finished off by other land animals, the roving vulture found no success in its search for prey here. Two fascinating facets beckon us in this scene from the wild. One, the act of a vulture shedding its feathers. I read that these are powerful birds of flight and that they cannot afford to shed all their feathers in one go. So a few feathers at a time is all it can spare so that it can keep flying. And this is captured in the verse of how a single soft feather falls from the mature vulture. As if knowing the rarity of finding such a feather, the highway robber immediately pounces on it. Why does he do that? Not for sentimental reasons of a keepsake, but for practical reasons of making his weapon the best it can be. For thousands of years, archers have been adding feathers to their arrows to improve the aerodynamics of the same. This process is called fletching, and if you know someone with the surname of Fletcher, most probably it came from this very profession of their ancestors. The knowledge about tying feathers to arrows seems to have spread across space and time. In this Sangam verse 2, we see men of the drylands collecting the feathers of these strong birds of flight to make their own arrows fly swift and true. Returning to the verse, the confidant has elaborated that entire scene in the drylands only to say that the man walks these paths, minding not such dangers that await him. Though he cares not for the dangers, the confidant assures the lady that the man cares much for her and that he cannot live without her. The confidant, pointing to the skies, says that the clouds, having had their fill from the seas, are rolling in the company of thunder and lightning to pour joy into her life. From this, we understand that the man had promised to return by the rainy season, and the confidant insists that as the rains are approaching, so will the man. With the initial words about the dangers in the drylands, the confidant shows the lady that she has listened to the fears in the lady's heart. After that acknowledgement, she renders the assurance that in spite of everything, the man will return. The verse seems to whisper to us that the right way of allaying someone's fears is to first see with the eyes of that person and then render words of hope and positivity. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.